Thanks for listening to my CD, Revolutionizing Failure. Comedy is one of my favorite things, and I have a lot of fun, and I hope you laughed a lot. That's why we do what we do as stand-up comedians. I did want to take a special moment and kind of talk about my routine here called Revolutionizing Failure. I did my first special here completely based off of things that I get self-conscious about. In my routine, you heard me talk about my high voice, talked about not having sense of smell, talk about how weird it is talking to girls or being hairy. And as much fun as I have with those jokes and making people laugh, all of them came from a place of, you know, I remember growing up and always being made fun of for having a high voice, whether it was in middle school, high school. Honestly, a few years ago, even on the comedy scene, people were still critiquing me about my high voice, which led to me thinking, you know, I can make jokes about this. If this is what everyone's thinking about, then this is what I'm going to make fun of. Not having a sense of smell, I was always self-conscious. In fact, I didn't start telling people I couldn't smell until I was actually a freshman in college when I had to tell my roommate. But I used to always hide it for fear because of, and I make a joke about it, but really for fear of that someone would just fill my backpack with poop. That was a legitimate fear I had in elementary school. And I used to be so self-conscious about how hairy I was in grade school that I never wore shorts. To this day, I still don't like wearing shorts because I'm still a little self-conscious about it. But let's be honest, I just think jeans are more comfortable and more practical. So I like to make this special where I always turn things around because I do believe we are intentionally made. I do believe that even the things we find are flaws and problems and issues that we are self-conscious about, I don't believe are mistakes. I don't believe are actual flaws. I think when we compare ourselves to other people that we wish we were more like, it seems like flaws, but in the grand scheme of things, it's really not. I love doing these jokes around people and then at shows afterwards. I've had many times where people have come up to me and talked about how they were also self-conscious about their high voice. Or sometimes when I talk about stupid things I do to try to pick up girls or try to talk to girls or try to fail in the process of attracting girls. Someone after a show might tell me an equally as embarrassing story. So I like to think that, you know, my goofiness and my what might be seen as failures have helped that person kind of just enjoy the fact that, hey, they're goofy too. I even had someone come up to me one time who didn't have a sense of smell. And he reached out from an organization, like a no-smelling group, Anosmia Anonymous. I don't know if that's what they were called, but that would be a cool name. And they were like, we'd love to see your routines at our convention. So I like to use some of the things that I'm most self-conscious about to bring joy and humor and life to other people. But then part of this special where I talk about revolutionizing failure, I like to remind people that like those things that you feel so uncomfortable about, they may be some of your best qualities. And so I just try to encourage people, you are awesome the way you are. It's okay to be nervous about certain parts of yourself, but don't let that stop you from being you. And some of those things, some of my best routines have come from some of the weirdest things about me. And, people have paid me to come tell jokes about my high voice. And in middle school, I used to feel really just awkward about it. So, I just want to encourage anyone who's listening to this, thank you for listening to my special, but also just thank you for you being awesome and never forget that you are awesome, intentionally made, and just a wonderful person. All right, thanks.